22. There were five people in the Quirinal bar after dinner. A high-class Italian frail who sat on a stool making persistent conversation against the bartender's bored, si. A light, snobbish Egyptian who was lonely but chary of the woman, and the two Americans. Dick was always vividly conscious of his surroundings, while Collis Clay lived vaguely, the sharpest impressions dissolving upon a recording apparatus that had early atrophied, so the former talked and the latter listened, like a man sitting in a breeze. Dick, worn away by the events of the afternoon, was taking it out on the inhabitants of Italy. He looked around the bar as if he hoped an Italian had heard him and would resent his words. This afternoon I had tea with my sister-in-law at the Excelsior. We got the last table, and two men came up and looked around for a table and couldn't find one. So one of them came up to us and said, "Isn't this table reserved for the Princess Orsini?" And I said, "There was no sign on it." And he said, "But I think it's reserved for the Princess Orsini." I couldn't even answer him. "What did he do?" "He retired." Dick switched around in his chair. "I don't like these people. The other day I left Rosemary for 2 minutes in front of a store, and an officer started walking up and down in front of her, tipping his hat." "I don't know," said Collis after a moment. "I'd rather be here than up in Paris with somebody picking your pocket every minute." He'd been enjoying himself, and he held out against anything that threatened to dull his pleasure. "I don't know," he persisted. "I don't mind it here." Dick evoked the picture that the few days had imprinted on his mind, and stared at it. The walk toward the American Express, past the odorous confectionaries of the Via Nazionale, through the foul tunnel up to the Spanish steps, where his spirit soared before the flower stalls, and the house where Keats had died. He cared only about people. He was scarcely conscious of places except for their weather until they had been invested with color by tangible events. Rome was the end of his dream of Rosemary. A bellboy came in and gave him a note. "I did not go to the party," it said. "I am in my room. We leave for Livorno early in the morning." Dick handed the note and a tip to the boy. "Tell Miss Hoyt you couldn't find me." Turning to Collis, he suggested the bonbonieri. They inspected the tart at the bar, granting her the minimum of interest exacted by her profession,